It is 20 June of 2021. It is Father's Day. This is the second time in my life, the first time in many years, that my father's birthday has come on Father's Day. So I'd like to wish him a happy birthday and a happy Father's Day. I'm Charlie Garrett, and this is the CG Report. Fix economy by taking 1,000 Americans hostage. That and lots of other things to go over on today's report. Okay, let's see here. Starting out, we have some news from Israel. But before I give you that news from Israel, I'd like to say that I got some bacon in the mail. Now, I ordered my own bacon, but somebody sent me more, and I don't know who did it. There was nothing on the box. It was the same cans of bacon that I had ordered before, and I checked to make sure I didn't just order twice or something, and so I didn't. So if somebody sent me that bacon, they can let me know, please. And then also, somebody sent me a couple of mugs, and they have a picture of my daughter, the very first time I ever held her in my hands. Me holding her, and I don't know who did the mugs. I have no idea who did it. So if you sent those, please let me know. Let's see here. The news from Israel, from the Times of Israel, Bahrain, UAE, welcome new Israeli government, signaling Abraham Accords continuity. So despite Hamas's efforts in making that fall through, it did not. U.S. in talks to hold September ceremony marking 1 year since signaling of normalization agreements. Though location and possibility of adding a new country to the mix are still up in the air. So they are going forward with the Abraham Accords. They are calling them the Abraham Accords, despite what our current administration is trying to do to this entire process. And Hamas failed at meeting their objectives by getting the Arabs against Israel. So that's all wonderful that came out of that. Thank you, Donald Trump, for that. From All Israel, this is on the 15th, which was 5 days ago now. The masks come off today in Israel. Last visible sign of pandemic dropped. Imagine that. They've been wearing masks now all this time. And it is astonishingly stupid as it is. I see people walking around in the stores to this day in Florida or riding their bikes all by themselves with their masks on. And I think, what is the matter with these people? But there you go. You know that if they are wearing a mask at this point, they were vaccinated too. So why do you need a mask? But they're doing it. From the Times of Israel, Israeli scientists show they can shrink optical technology by 1,000 times. This is a really important find they've come up with. Israeli scientists have passed light waves through a material 1,000 times thinner than fiber optics, and in advance, they say, could pave the way for new technologies. One thing here, before we even go through it, I'll explain this. You have a fiber optic cable that comes to your house, but when it gets to your house, what does it go into? Goes into a regular cable or an LAN cable or something like that, because the light cannot go into your handheld devices or your computers. So there's a point where the light has to stop and it turns into a different type of signal. That may change. That's the importance of this. One thing that is limiting optical technology in general is the size of the light waves that need transmitting. They are too big to interact with microchips, which means our devices are slower than we would like. If the fiber optic cables that carry internet to our homes had a core much smaller than their current 1 micron, they simply wouldn't carry the required information. What we have done is taken a step toward more compact optical technology. We've actually made a discovery that helps to shrink optical technology. Instead of having a fiber optic cable with a core of 1 micron, we've shown it is possible that in the future we could be using the materials which can be as thin as 1 nanometer or 1,000th of a micron. I was thrilled by these findings, said Professor Harald Giessen from the University of Stuttgart, who was not a part of this research. This presents a real breakthrough in ultra-fast nano-optics and represents state-of-the-art and the leading edge of the scientific frontier. The scientific community is fascinated by potential 2D materials, so-called because they are so thin they consist of just one layer of atoms. They are also called single-layer materials, but while scientists have designed experiments confirming that light passed through them, they couldn't observe it directly, which meant they couldn't start harnessing 2D materials for optical technology. Now, Kaminer's lab has successfully trapped light in this unique material, a few layers of it gathered together, and observed it with groundbreaking quantum microscope that was built on site. Eventually, these materials could be used for high-speed communications and could change our devices. There is a gap between the fast internet that arrives in our homes and the devices we have, which don't use optical technology, but rather electronics. They need to use electronics because today, light technology is too big to sit on chips. However, the dream is to scale it down so that optical technology can be used within these devices. So that's very interesting. But I'd like to remind you that not too long ago, we were using dial-up modems. Remember those? And it took forever to download anything, and it was still, you know, you didn't have to wait 4 days to get it in the mail. You could just download it right on your internet. And then they went to those the T-something lines, T1 or whatever, and that was, wow, that's the fastest thing in the world. It was amazing, and, you know, first it started with the military, and then it started getting to the rich people, and pretty soon it got down to schlubs like you and me. So, and then the next thing they have is, you know, cable, and then they get into fiber optics, and pretty soon it's literally like you click on a website and it's there as soon as you click on it. So how much faster do we need? That's my question. But anyway, it is interesting that they can now do these things, and how long it'll take to come out with the technology, I don't know. From the Superior Word News Service, excerpt from Bennett's speech to the Knesset. Bennett, who is now the new Prime Minister of Israel, in his speech said this: "Twice in history, we have lost our national home precisely because the leaders of the generation were not able to sit with one another and compromise. Each was right, yet with all their being right, they burnt the house down on top of us. They're still in denial to this day that they have offended a holy God, and it is because of that offense against a holy God and rejecting their Messiah that they were punished, that they were exiled." And so, you know, as nice as it is that they have a democracy in Israel, and as nice as it is that we support these people because God has put them back in the land, they are not right with the Lord, and they have not acknowledged their sins before God. And until they do, they are going to continue to have very, very difficult times. Now, some news concerning the state of Christianity today. I'd like to congratulate Jonathan and Shelley. They have finished the Genesis sermons in this past Saturday, and they said, on to Ruth. And the reason why is because after Genesis, we did the series of Ruth before going into Exodus to give everybody a break from the Torah for a while. But they were excited about that, and I want to congratulate them for that. I think there's 130 Genesis sermons, so that's a lot of watching. All right, from the Christian Institute, this is in the United Kingdom. Court rules belief in biological sex is protected by the Equality Act. I never would have figured they'd do this, but they did. Maya Forstater, who lost her job for defending the reality of biological sex, has won her appeal. The former tax consultant lost her job in 2019 after tweeting that biology determines whether people are male or female. An employment tribunal ruled she had not been treated unlawfully as gender-critical beliefs were not protected by equality law. But Mr. Justice Chowdhury has, imagine being called Mr. Justice Chowdhury. He has now declared that the tribunal was in error and that Forstater's beliefs are protected under the Equality Act. Forstater said, "I am delighted to have been vindicated. I lost my job simply for expressing a view that is true and important and held by the great majority of people in this country. Sex matters. Being a woman is a material reality. It is not a costume or a feeling. Institutions that pretend sex doesn't matter become hostile places for women in particular. The employment tribunal claimed that her views were not worthy of respect. But on appeal, the judge stated that beliefs may well be profoundly offensive and even distressing to many others, but they are beliefs that are and must be tolerated in a pluralistic society. I'm glad they made that choice in the UK. I hope that it will continue in that vein, but it shows you the hypocrisy of the left when they come up with these nonsense issues and say, you can't say what you believe, but we have every right to believe what we believe, even if it's not true." From Breaking 911, Texas Christian University replaces freshman with first year student because it's too gendered. Yeah. Some news from the Mideast and Africa today from our Shiva, Iranian presidential candidate. This is one of them. He didn't win, but this was his idea of becoming president. Fix the economy by taking 1,000 Americans hostage. Mohsen Rezai, a conservative candidate for the Iranian presidency, said in a recent interview that his plan to boost the country's ailing economy was to kidnap 1,000 Americans and demand several million dollars in ransom per hostage. That's true. Yes, she's looking at me like she can't believe it. They actually had this lunatic as one of the presidential candidates. And the guy that won
is... America.
Yeah, it sounds like America. That's right. The guy that won, though, is actually is lunatic or more lunatic than this guy. Anyway, I'll read about him. And then just this morning, I found out that this article confirms that he is the president. So here we go from Yahoo. This article is a couple days old, though. Iran hardliner linked to mass executions likely to become next president. And he did become next president as regime excludes opponents. They only had the most hardline right candidates and they voted on them. And it was overwhelming for this lunatic here. Iran's theocratic regime is paving the way for a hardliner who is linked to mass executions and human rights abuses to become the country's next president, as dissidents cry foul over what they see as a rigged election and are calling for mass boycotts. Raisi was one of a number of officials sanctioned by the U.S. government in 2019 over human rights abuses. And yet, I guarantee you that this is going to change nothing with Biden's attempt to reintroduce the JCPOA. It will go through, and this guy, this lunatic, will be at the head of Iran dealing with him when we should completely cut them off once again. Anyway, the Treasury Department cited U.S. reports that under Raisi, the judiciary had sanctioned the execution of child offenders and arrested lawyers for defending political prisoners and human rights defenders. From the Jerusalem Post, questions raised after U.S. State Department tweet about Shiite charity. They made a post, just so I can set this up for you. They made a tweet from the State Department with no context at all. They just sent this out. Nobody has any idea why they did it. And when they did it, people went and researched and they can't figure out why they posted this. I'll tell you why. It's because this is part of them trying to show that they are on Iran's side in these coming JCPOA talks. Okay. This is their tweet. Alcoa Foundation is a well-regarded international charitable and educational organization that has been doing good work since its establishment in 1989. That's the tweet. Nobody had any context. They just sent it out. It read an unusual tweet without context or explanation posted by the U.S. State Department Bureau of Near Eastern Affairs. Journalist Mina Al-Oraibi said she was not sure why the State Department felt the need to tweet this out. Many were perplexed by the tweet and others mocked it, posting replies alleging fake news and other criticism of the U.S. State Department and the Biden administration. This is because there are some critics who allege the U.S. admin is seeking to work more closely with Tehran in the aftermath of the Trump admin's tough sanctioning of Iran. The criticism of the State Department tweet ranged from alleging the U.S. supports the Muslim Brotherhood to claim this is a part of Washington's trying to cozy up to Iran. That's exactly what's going on. So they just threw this out there just to show that they're on the side of Iran, your government, okay? From PJ Media, Turks. This is so funny, I had to include it. Turks, people from Turkey. What are Turks? Can anybody tell me what Turks are? He said turkeys. That's close. Turks enraged at Ancestry.com reveals the truth. Most of them are Greeks. Yes, the Turkish DNA Project, an online endeavor to track Turkish genetics, is enraged at the popular genealogy site Ancestry.com, which is by the LDS, so don't join them. Don't give them your money because you're supporting the Mormons, but they have the best ancestry site on the planet, just so you know that. They're very careful about this. And has called for it to be boycotted for stating an inconvenient truth. Many and possibly most modern Turks are the descendants of the Greeks who once formed the overwhelming majority of the population of the land that is now Turkey. In this, as in so many other instances, the truth hurts. But that doesn't make it any less the truth. Greek City Times reported that the Turkish DNA Project tweeted, Ancestry DNA prioritizes to demonize the Turkish people and delegitimize their presence in Turkey rather than giving information about the genetic structure of the relevant population. The Turkish DNA Project called upon all Turks to boycott this company, Ancestry, as well as a tweet fulminating with incandescent rage against Greek City Times Athens Bureau Chief Paul Antopoulos, whom it calls a white supremacist. Greek City Times. If you teach the truth nowadays, you are a racist or a white supremacist or anything else. That's the new thing, is if you tell the truth, that's what you are automatic. I don't care if you're black, they're going to call you that because that's all they have left. Anyway, Greek City Times explained that the Turkish group was enraged because Ancestry.com correctly highlighted that many Turkish citizens are indeed mostly unrelated to Turkic peoples from Central Asia and are rather native Anatolian people that have been Turkified. Think of that word, Turkified. Ancestry.com highlighted that after the Ottoman conquest of Pontus and today's Turkey, southeastern Black Sea coast, the Pontian Greeks adopted Turkish language and culture, and many converted to Islam in order to have greater opportunities in Turkish society. Ancestry.com also highlighted that another round of Turkification of Pontian Greeks occurred after the Second Russo-Turkish War. This is not at all surprising and nowhere even close to a false claim. Throughout history, when Muslims have conquered an area, they relegate the non-Muslims to second-class status, denying them numerous rights and mandating that they pay a tax, the jizya, for the privilege of practicing their religions without being killed. There is one easy way for the subjected dhimmis to escape this state of humiliation and degradation. They can convert to Islam. And so that's what a lot of them did. And when they did, they became a part of the Turkish society. Then they're actually Greek, and the Turks don't like it. So I thought I'd just give them a little stab on the update today. From Weasel Zippers, Democrat tells high school grads to commit jihad. A school board member gave a graduation speech in which she told a mainly immigrant class of high schoolers that they were entering a world filled with racism, extreme versions of individualism and capitalism, and white supremacy. There you go again. And encouraged them to remember their jihad and reject the concepts of objectivity and neutrality. Fairfax County School Board member Abrar Omesh gave the keynote address at the commencement for Justice High School in Falls Church, Virginia on June 7th. So there you go with that. They're allowing that in those schools up there. As we span the globe, we try to never miss something interesting from Mongolia. Once again, all they had all week long was COVID, so here you go. Xinhua, Mongolian reports highest daily COVID-19 death toll. They've been vaccinating the entire population, and they're having death rates go through the ceiling. Mongolia registered 14 more COVID-19 deaths over the past 24 hours. This was a day ago. The record daily count since the start of the pandemic, bringing the national death toll from one national death before starting their immunizations to 439. Meanwhile, Mongolia recorded 2,635 new COVID-19 cases in the past day, bringing the national tally to 91,151. Total of 1,903,859 Mongolians have so far received their first dose, and 1,684,287 people have been fully vaccinated. There you go. Because it's Father's Day, and because we have some fathers in here, I would like to honor you with a blast on the shofar. So here you go with that. Okay, that's for all you fathers, Aaron. I'm just about to pass out from that. I got all lightheaded. Okay, let's see here. The book of Daniel prophesied that technology would increase in the end times. What's up in that regard? You know, before I get into what's up with technology, some of you know this, and a lot of people online know it, because there were 1,400 views of this. That's more than any of my sermons. I wedded my son to his bride just a day ago. It was wonderful, Friday. We had some of you attend in person, and it was a wonderful service. The Lord was honored through it. My son did the right thing. He married this girl that we had been waiting for forever to say, will you marry me? He finally did, and they were wedded, and now they just left a couple hours ago on their way to Puerto Rico for a honeymoon. They'll be back next Sunday, the Lord willing. But I'm very, very proud of my son and his new wife. I was going to say fiance, and it's not a fiance anymore, my daughter-in-law. And what I'll try to do is I'll try to put some pictures of them up there on the video. I only have a few, but the lady that, they have these photographers at these things, she must have taken 7 or 10 billion photos. I mean, she was everywhere. Like, two more. Here, let me get another one. Oh, it was just, wow. That camera must have been worn out by the end of the day. Anyway, here we go with Daniel 12 technology. From mining.com, scientists develop cheap and easy method to extract lithium from seawater. This is a really important discovery, which they have not been able to do before, and now they can. And that'll completely change the dynamic on lithium batteries if this turns out to be feasible, which it seems to be. Researchers at King Abdullah University of Science and Technology developed what they believe is an economically viable system to extract high-purity lithium from seawater. Previous efforts to tease lithium from the mixture the metal makes together with sodium, magnesium, and potassium in seawater yielded very little. Although the liquid contains 5,000 times more lithium than what can be found on land, it is present at extremely low concentrations of about 0.2 parts per million. To address this issue, the team led by Zifeng Lai tried a method that had never been used before to extract lithium ions. They employed an electrochemical cell containing a ceramic membrane made from lithium lanthanum titanium oxide. In a paper published in the journal Energy and Environmental Science, the researchers explained that the membrane's crystal structure contains holes just wide enough to let lithium ions pass through while blocking larger metal ions. The cell itself, on the other hand, contains three compartments. Seawater flows into a central feed chamber where positive lithium ions pass through the LLTO membrane into a side compartment that contains a buffer solution and a copper cathode coated with platinum and ruthenium. At the same time, negative ions exit the feed chamber through a standard anion exchange membrane, passing into a third compartment containing a sodium chloride solution and platinum ruthenium anode. Lai and his group tested this system using seawater from the Red Sea at a voltage of 3.25 volts. The cell generates hydrogen gas at the cathode and chlorine gas at the anode. This drives the transport of lithium through the LLTO membrane where it accumulates in the side chamber. This lithium-enriched water then becomes the feedstock for four more cycles of processing, eventually reaching a concentration of more than 9,000 parts per million. To make the final product pure enough so that it meets battery manufacturers' requirements, the scientists then adjusted the pH of the solution to deliver solid lithium phosphate that contains mere traces of other metal ions. According to the researchers, the cell will probably need $5 of electricity to extract 1 kilogram of lithium from the seawater, which is very efficient. This means that the value of hydrogen and chlorine produced by the cell would end up offsetting the cost of the power. And residual seawater could also be used in desalination plants to provide fresh water. So there's all benefits on that if they actually can get this into industry mass scale production. So we'll see. Very interesting. It's a dangerous world, including the inevitable plagues the book of Revelation prophesies of. Let's see how that's developing. Okay, one thing before I get into that just came to mind. I have talked about getting canned foods, and that's a great idea. I've had, actually, one of my friends sent me a picture of his pantry where he's got it all stacked up, and he said, I hope I am saving this for somebody else. That was very nice of him to say that because we're hoping on the rapture at some point. But one other thing that came to mind, maybe it was him that told me, somebody else, but I had already read this and I forgot to include it, is that white rice, I know it's racist, but white rice lasts almost forever as long as it's kept properly sealed and in the right environmental conditions. If you get white rice and just store it, it'll last a long time. So it's another thing that you can have in store, either for your use if the economy collapses or for somebody's use if we are raptured out of here and they happen to find your hoard, good for them. Okay, Zero Hedge. Ranchers sell off cattle, farmers idle thousands of acres as America's drought emergency escalates. As the drought continues, the price of hay and corn has gone way up. It's more expensive for ranchers to try and supplement feed than it is to sell the cattle. Everybody is in the same situation. They're going to have to sell probably 25 to 50% of them because there's nowhere to go with them. We just got no food to feed them. As cattle herds shrink over all of the western half of the country, this is then going to push beef prices significantly higher than they are right now. Meanwhile, the drought continues to push the water level in Lake Mead into the danger zone. It will soon hit the lowest level ever recorded. Zero Hedge. No vax, no phone. Pakistan province blocks SIM cards of the unvaccinated. Unbelievable. Anti-vaccine groups have sprung up around the country and have deterred some from taking the vaccine. In response, one local government in Pakistan has a new weapon in its war chest against vaccine hesitancy: disabled SIM cards of mobile phones of people who declined to get jabbed. We are doing all we can to compel people to get vaccinated. The government cannot allow individuals who do not want to get vaccinated to risk, listen to this, to risk the lives of those who are already vaccinated. Hello? A timeline from when a person denies the jab to SIM card denial would be hashed out once the new measure received formal approval from the National Command and Operations Center. That doesn't affect me this much because I don't have a cell phone or whatever you call it nowadays, smartphone or whatever. So that doesn't affect me, but that is something that I can see them doing everywhere pretty soon. You don't have it, we're going to take away your SIM card rights. And they want to do that to risk lives of those who are already vaccinated. That makes no sense at all. No. That's the state of the world in which we're living right now. That kind of nonsense. From Reuters, skull and crossbones sign given to unvaccinated in rural India. Police in rural India have made some citizens who have not been vaccinated against the coronavirus wear signs with a skull and crossbone, the universal symbol for danger, stoking anger in a country where shots are in short supply. Officers in the Niwari district of central Madhya Pradesh state said they introduced the policy to encourage more vaccinations and to embarrass those that haven't got them. CDC. This is from the CDC website, so please, YouTube, if you want to ban me, ban CDC as well. I'm just going to read what it says directly from there. Reports of death after COVID-19 vaccination are rare. That's their title for this little thing from the CDC website. Now, I want you to know, I said this a week or two ago, I'll say it again, is that in the 1980s, when the, the Spanish influenza, or one of these influenzas was out, I don't remember which one it was. This is from a report I did a couple weeks ago, when they got to 250 cases of people being paralyzed and 50 deaths, they stopped all experimental vaccination. They said, we don't want to risk lives. Everybody remember those numbers. When I read this, please. More than 310 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines were administered in the United States from December 14th through June. During this time, VAERS, which is their reporting system, received 5,343 reports of death. Now, is that more than 50 or less? Anybody? Okay. Yes, it's more. Among people who received a COVID-19 vaccine. FDA requires healthcare providers to report any death after COVID-19 vaccination to VAERS, even if it's unclear whether the vaccine was the cause. A review of available clinical information, including death certificates, autopsy, and medical records, has not established a causal link to COVID-19 vaccines. So a person gets his vaccine and he dies the next day, and that's not a causal link to them. However, recent reports indicate a plausible causal relationship between the J&J Janssen COVID-19 vaccine and TTS, a rare and serious adverse event, blood clots with low platelets, which has caused deaths. So they're acknowledging that that's very rare and it's only J&J. So feel safe, all is well. From Zero Hedge, UK extends COVID lockdown by 4 weeks over fears about Delta mutant. It'll never end there. It'll never end. They keep promising these people. They keep promising them, and they keep locking. Well, it's a new mutant. It's a new strain. It's coming out of here. It's coming out of there.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. There is no sense of freedom in that. You know, somebody sent me a video some time ago. It was London. This is in the middle of London with a million people marching and protesting. Okay? It never made any of the London news. Any. It didn't make any of it. People that were in South London didn't even know that it happened. And I thought, you know what? This might be fake news. And so I am not going to report this. And then they had another one and another one. They keep having these million marches of people every weekend going out and marching, and it's not being reported anywhere. And yet they have, I found out that it is true news. Somebody from the UK told me that it is true news. They are not reporting it. They're not letting that out. And yet they are having million people marches. And the local news won't tell people even a couple blocks away that this has gone on. This is the state of the UK today. These people are in prison. They're in prison in their own nation. From Breitbart, no masks, no distancing, the disgraceful COVID hypocrisy of the G7 elite. They got photos of all of them eating together, talking together, but when they had their official photo, they're all 6 feet apart with masks on and all standing like this, scared of each other. It's just hypocrites. Mail Online, CDC postpones meeting about heart inflammation in teenage boys. This is an important issue. It's not that important, though. Heart inflammation in teenage boys that are getting vaccinated, but they postponed it, who have had the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines due to Juneteenth holiday, as pediatrician says condition looked like a heart attack in children. But that's not important, so they closed for Juneteenth. Breitbart, Japan, Buddhist temple. My wife is from Japan. I showed her this, and she's like, what are they doing there? This is a giant Buddha. In Japan, this thing is huge. It's like 20 stories tall. The face alone is three times as big as a person. These guys are working on it. Let me read it to you. Japan, Buddhist temple covers goddess statue with a 77-pound mask. Yeah, worshiping the creature rather than the creator who is forever praised. That's what's going on. The state of morality is declining. Here's some news on that. From YouTube, Biden's HHS secretary cannot define, yet continues to defend, using the unscientific term birthing people in place of mothers. From Breitbart, shows aimed at children see 222% increase in LGBTQ characters and stories in just 2 years. From Zero, and this is an agenda, by the way.
Yes.
No. Zero Hedge, medical journal describes whiteness, this is a medical journal, as a parasitic pathology that has no cure. White people have a particular susceptibility to the parasitic condition, which he says renders its host's appetites voracious, insatiable, and perverse. And this is a white guy saying this, the dolt, and leads them to terrorize non-whites. As I said before, and I'll say it again, if anybody accuses me of being a racist, I'm just going to agree with them. Because there's no winning with these people. You're not going to win. Why bother? Say, yeah, okay, and just walk away. Don't let it get you down, because these people, you will never win with them. All right, from Bloomberg. Non-binary Alaska Air workers hurt by dress code, ACLU says. Alaska Airlines flight attendant uniform policy discriminates against non-binary workers by forcing them to conform to rigid gender stereotypes. The ACLU alleged in a Friday letter demanding that the airline alter its dress code. Yeah, my feelings are hurt because I have to wear these clothes. NBC. Florida reverses course and okays rainbow lights on Sarasota Bridge for Pride Month. Yes, the state of Florida has relented and given the city of Sarasota permission to bedeck the John Ringling Causeway Bridge in rainbow lights to mark Pride Month. I will not be driving over the John Ringling Causeway for the next 30 days. I want you to know that. I don't care if I have to swim to Lido Key. I am not going over that causeway. Some other news from around the world. And please be sure to check out the Superior Word sermons as well. Okay, that's my admonition to you each week, is that we have this update that we do, but there's a lot better stuff in the sermons that we do. We're today in Deuteronomy 19, 1 through 13. It's entitled, and yes, this is the correct title, You Shall Prepare to You the Way. All right, there you go. You heard that in a couple minutes. From Zero Hedge, banks are so stuffed with cash, and I said this was coming. It's happened in Europe. It's happening here. Banks are so stuffed with cash, they will tell companies no more deposits. Yeah, and next thing they're going to do is start going to negative interest rates, because this is what happened in the UK first, or in Europe first, and then all of a sudden they say, we can't keep this, and so they start charging negative interest rates so that people will take the money out so that they don't have to pay for the money to be stored. This is a terrible problem, and it's going around the entire world. The world cannot bear up under the current financial situation. U.S. companies are holding on to billions of dollars in cash. Their banks aren't sure what to do with it. Some banks are encouraging corporate customers to consider alternatives. Raising capital against deposits and/or turning away deposits are unnatural actions for banks and cannot be good for the system in the long run, you think? Bear in mind that the Fed, via QE, has been stuffing banks with cash for a year at a rate of about $120 billion a month. Not only do the banks have no use for it, it's starting to cost them money. Amazingly, the Fed crams $500 billion down banks' throats. banks tell corporations no more deposits because they are losing money on them. Alternatively, banks have to raise capital, so corporations turn to money market funds. The money market funds do not know what to do with the cash either, so the Fed is forced to take $500 trillion back. This was expected and is working exactly as designed. Thank you, Fed. Mail online. Pregnant woman. I want you to know why I'm reading this in the next article. It's because this is, she's pregnant. But the reason why I'm saying this is because this is totally irrelevant. Totally irrelevant if it's a pregnant person or if it's a woman or if it's a black person. It's irrelevant. And I get tired of reading articles like this all day, and so I thought I'd share some of my myth-ness with you. Yes. Okay. Pregnant woman suing Arkansas police after a cop performed pit maneuver and flipped her car, says her baby is safe and she's still being charged with speeding. Okay. This lady, they have her on tape. I watched the video. This went on for minutes. They had their police siren on and their lights and flashing stuff and all that behind her, and they pull up next to her and she'd speed up, and they kept doing this. They do not know that there is a woman driving. They may have been able to tell from the driving, but besides that, they did not know that she was pregnant, okay? They had no idea that she was pregnant. That is irrelevant to the context. She was speed, and she said, I had nowhere to turn off. There was the turnoff lane, you know, the lane that's on the side of the highway. It's right there for miles. And finally, the guy doesn't know if it's a criminal. He doesn't know if it's a terrorist. All he knows is that this person is not stopping, and he did the pit maneuver, and she spinned over. It doesn't matter that she was pregnant. When you're reading news articles, sort out this nonsense. And that was a joke about the women. Okay, I know a lot of good women drivers. My daughter is one of the best drivers on this planet. I was just making a joke, so please don't email me angry that I said that. Okay, mail online. Moment. Here's another irrelevant title. Moment five, white, that's two irrelevant ones. Moment five, white Maryland police officers taser and arrest black, that's irrelevant, teenager, that's irrelevant, after he ignored warning to stop vaping on boardwalk. He's vaping, they told him not to. He wouldn't do it, he kept vaping. Finally, he reaches over like this, like he's grabbing something, and they tased him. All the rest of that, five, white, black, teenager, it's all irrelevant. He reached for something. They don't know if he's reaching for a gun. They tase him. That's all that matters in the circumstances. We've got to get away from the stuff that we're being taught. Please come here. You, please come here. Hurry up. We're in the middle of an update. Please hold that for your daughter. My daughter just walked in. My daughter just walked in. She came down from New York to take care of the wedding for my son. And she just got back from taking them to... don't go away. She just got back from taking them to the airport in Tampa so that they can go on their honeymoon. She has done so much for this wedding. I can't believe it. You wouldn't believe the dress she brought from New York for my wife. Everybody. So there were people crying watching my wife dance in that dress with my son. It was unbelievable. Oh, you're such a good daughter. Go away.
And a good driver.
And a good driver, by the way. Okay, from the Blaze. Texas newspaper, her name is Tangerine, by the way. If she tells you it's anything else, it's not. It's Tangerine. Don't call her Orange. Don't call her Apple. It's Tangerine. Okay, from the Blaze. Texas newspaper refuses to publish description of mass shooting suspect, perpetuating stereotypes. Does anybody want to make a guess what color this person is? Anybody? What? Nobody wants to make a guess. One of them says you don't have to. Police provided a description of the suspected perpetrator, explaining they were searching for a black male wearing a black shirt with a skinny build and with dreadlocks, and the press would not publish it because they didn't want to perpetuate a stereotype of somebody that's committing a crime.
Yeah.
Epic Times. DeSantis vows to oppose. Listen to this. This is great. I love our governor.
Amen.
DeSantis vows to oppose Republican school board members who support critical race theory.
Yes.
This was on 7 June. 7 June. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who vowed to turn the Republican political apparatus of his state against school board candidates who support teaching critical race theory. We're not going to support any Republican candidate for school board who supports CRT in all 67 counties or who supports mandatory masking of school children. Three days later, the Epic Times, 10 June, Florida Board of Education votes to ban critical race theory in public schools. I love our governor. I sent him an email thanking him for being our governor. Zero Hedge, June 8th. We've received our breaking point. Dozens of Baltimore businesses threaten not to pay taxes. It comes as no surprise to readers that dozens of Baltimore City businesses located in the Inner Harbor in a stretch called Fells Point, which is a very expensive area, are threatening the new city government run by Mayor Brandon Scott with not paying their taxes because they're fed up and frustrated with the outburst of violence. In a letter, the 37 restaurants and small businesses are threatening to stop paying city taxes and other fees until basic and essential municipal services are restored. The 37 businesses are planning to place their city taxes in an escrow account and not release them until these demands are satisfied. Pick up trash, enforce traffic and parking laws through tickets and towing, stop illegal open-air alcohol and drug sales, empower police to responsibly do their job. That was on June 8th. June 10th, Baltimore police increased presence in Fells Point after violence. They blamed it on violence, but it's their incompetence in the government. And they realized they're not getting their tax revenue, and so they started doing what they're supposed to do. Go figure. From the Washington Examiner, Biden working under the radar to close Guantanamo Bay by 9/11. He is doing as much damage to this nation as he can before they 25th Amendment him out for being incompetent. He is going to destroy this nation if he can, and he's going to do everything he can to bring harm to the citizens of this nation. And then they're going to get rid of him because he's mentally unstable. Mail online, illegal. Challenge me on that. He was just challenged by the Republican Congress to take a mental acuity test, right? Because the press and everybody demanded that Donald Trump did it, and he did it. Then he passed with flying colors. So this has set a precedent, and he needs to go in and do it. And he will not make the grade. I'm telling you right now, he will not. He is a mental minuscule at this point. There's nothing left of him, okay? Mail online. Illegal border crossings explode by 674% in a year. Biden's migrant crisis worsens with 180,000 crossings in May. In May alone. And this year, on track to be highest since 2006, destroying a nation as quickly as possible. Yeah. Zero Hedge, over 11 million Americans are still on pandemic jobless benefits despite 9 million job openings. Destroying this nation as quickly as possible. Epic Times, FBI director, listen to what he said. We had an insurgency on January 6th, the worst incident since the Civil War in the United States of America, according to our administration. Okay? We have in this nation about 330 million people. We have about 500 million or more guns. It is the largest standing army on the planet, is the civilian gun owners of the United States of America. Okay? Listen to what they say. FBI director, at least one individual brought gun inside Capitol on January 6th. One. They have FBI people that were spurring this on. They've now demonstrated that. Yes. The FBI has spurred this on, okay? They have a citizen, a veteran of the United States of America that was murdered by the United States government.
Yes.
And we can't even know who did it, okay? We have people that have been denied their due process rights right now in jails because of what they call an insurgency when they were spurred on by the government. And most of them, as we saw on that video, were asked to come into the Capitol. Okay? And they said they think there is at least one gun in the heaviest armed population in the world. They said there might be one gun. One. And that's an insurgency that's as bad as the Civil War? You must be kidding me. Zero Hedge, CNN and MSNBC still mention Trump more than Biden. On MSNBC, former President Trump has received 129% of the coverage of President Biden, followed closely by CNN's 118%. Mail online. Flat earthers are more likely to be psychopaths. People who believe conspiracy theories tend to have dark personality traits, study finds. Four undesirable personality traits are linked to believing in conspiracy theories. Narcissism, Machiavellianism, psychopathy, and sadism make up dark tetrad. So if you're a flat earther, you better go look in the mirror and make sure you're not a part of the dark tetrad. Okay, speaking of that, speaking of psychopaths, Zero Hedge. UK charity teaches staff white women reporting rape by black men support white supremacy. If you're a white woman raped by a black man and you report it, you are a white supremacist. That is a psychopath. The person that came up with that is a psychopath. You report your rape by a black person and you are a racist. Breitbart. After inflation, earnings of Americans have declined in every month of the Biden presidency. Every single month, you've lost money.
Yes.
Zero Hedge. Fossil fuels aren't dying. They're shifting to national and state-backed companies. It's a great article. Go read it. I'm just giving you the title. In other words, they're not doing away with fossil fuels. What Biden is doing by shunting and moving things around and shutting oil pipelines and all that, it's all just going to go to the states because the private firms won't be able to work anymore because of the burden. And this is happening all over the world. Governments are getting the oil and they want the revenue. They couldn't care about the green agenda. They could not care about it other than the fact that they make a lot of money off of it. But the real money will be when the green agenda fails and they need to have all of this oil and all of the governments own it because nobody else has the oil because they can't afford to stay in business. This is what's going on in the world. Okay? Mail Online. He was on Facebook saying he wanted to kill women and children. Cop says man who shot dead grandmother and her one-year-old grandson could have been stopped if police were told of his postings, but you think a damn soul told us? No. Okay? So there, you have a person that went out and shot some people after posting on Facebook, I want to kill people. Okay? And they're saying that something should have been done about it. Next article. New York Post. New York shrink tells Yale audience she fantasizes about shooting white people in the head. And they've done nothing. Nothing to her. Now, they have a person that went out and actually killed people, and everybody's saying they didn't do a damn thing. And yet we have a Yale professor that is fantasizing about shooting white people in the head, and they're doing nothing. Mail Online. Footage shows cops doing nothing after innocent people are shot during Atlanta drive-by because mayor has banned police pursuits. Guy gets shot and they just sit there and let him die. This is a state of liberalism in the world. This is what's happening in this world. We should be so grateful in this state that we have a governor that is not putting up with this. And we need to make absolutely sure that the next governor, because he's not going to last. It's only 8 years you get as our governor. After that, and he might be taken out early if he's the vice presidential candidate.
Yeah.
After this, we don't know what we're going to get. We're going to get one of these lunatics running the asylum.
Yeah.
Okay. Who said it? A people that values its privileges above its principles soon loses both. What? What? No. I thought you said Eisenhower. If you did, you would have been right. Okay. I was really surprised when I heard that sound. I thought, oh, he got it.
I got it.
Yeah, it was close. Okay, I got less work here for you. An Iranian candidate's brash wants to prosper Iran with some cash. I'm not telling a joke. Wants to steal U.S. folk to prevent an economy crash. Good job. Okay, we have a bit of irony here for you today. And please be sure to share our video. I'd appreciate that if you did. From The Sun, Celebrity Millennium. Two passengers on first fully vaccinated cruise in North America test positive for COVID. And from The Gateway Pundit, Oracle engineer who helped design CDC coronavirus tracking system dies from COVID 2 months after getting the vaccine. So there you go. This is the world we live in. So from Sarasota, Florida to Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia, I'm Charlie Garrett, and that is your CGE report for the week.